The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
The Lord's Day has arrived and Lent is beginning to wind down. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Sunday, March 26th, 2023, the fifth Sunday of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Today, Jesus, as he raises Lazarus from the dead, urges us to live and believe in him. We have to not only receive God's love at our heart's door, but also into our heart's consent. So let's consent to a new human life in the spirit of Jesus, who raises us to eternal glory. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh Jesus, I come before you at the beginning of this day. I gaze at your face, I look upon your side, pierced by the lance. Your wounded heart speaks to me of God's love poured out for us. Take, Lord, and receive my heart, the words of faith that I speak, the works of justice I would do, my joys and sufferings. When I come to the Eucharistic table, gather my offerings to your own for the life of the world. At the end of the day, place me with Mary, your mother, and for her sake, take me to your heart. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church. May they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. Today is the fifth Sunday of Lent, and in the Gospel of today's Mass, we read about the resurrection of Lazarus. Lazarus and his two sisters, Martha and Mary, were good friends of Jesus. Jesus would visit them at their home in Bethany. He would rest there. He would have a good time there. In fact, the Gospel says that he loved them. And at one point, Lazarus becomes ill. Very serious illness that will end up killing him. And Jesus is told by his disciples that Lazarus is sick. And it seems that they're telling him to go to him, go cure Lazarus. But Jesus says, no, let's wait. He ends up waiting a few days. And during that time, Lazarus dies. Very striking, right? We know Jesus has the power to cure, to save someone from death. And this is someone that he clearly loved. And we know he loves everybody, each and every one. But in his human life here on earth, he had a very special relationship with Lazarus. And yet he chooses to let Lazarus die. And as a consequence, Lazarus's sisters cry and weep and are very sad. And when Jesus finally goes to Bethany, after the fact, after Lazarus has died, he goes there and he encounters a very sorrowful scene, such that Jesus himself weeps, seeing Martha and Mary sad and everybody, and Lazarus in the tomb. And Jesus will raise him from the dead. He'll bring him back to life. even though he's been dead for 4 days, Jesus performs this amazing miracle. And so we look to you, Jesus, and we ask you, what do you want to tell us with all this? It can seem a bit mysterious, perhaps. Jesus allows him to suffer. Why did he let him suffer? If he was just going to raise him from the dead in the end. Well, maybe one thing that Jesus is trying to tell us is that suffering and death don't have the last word. Even though God permits them to happen, good can be brought out of them, and they don't have the last word. God does. Jesus does. In fact, if we go to the gospel scene, we go to the text, when Jesus decides to go to Bethany, he knows that Lazarus already died. And he tells his followers, the disciples who are with him, he says, Lazarus has died, and I'm glad for you that I was not there, that he was not there to save him. So that you may believe, let us go to him. Jesus, you waited for him to die. You allowed it to happen in order to show us that suffering and death are not the greatest evil on earth. Sin is. And that you are the resurrection and the life, as you yourself said. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Even if he dies, we'll live. Jesus is telling us that death is not the end. In fact, what Jesus does with death is it becomes the door through which we go in order to get to heaven. Isn't that amazing? It becomes our pathway to heaven, actually. And so, one of the consequences of all this is a great faith in Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I trust you. And along with that is not living in fear of death. I don't mean we should be imprudent. Oh, we should be prudent. We should take care of ourselves. We should try to live as long as we can, doing lots of good in this earth. But I'm not going to live with some kind of attitude of paranoia that I don't know when death is going to come for me. No, we can go through this life with peace, even though I don't know when I'm going to die. We can live life to the full, knowing that at some point it's going to end. Let's enjoy the moment. Each moment is a gift. And yes, there are difficulties, there are sufferings, and there's so many other joys and pleasures that God gives us. Let's not miss out on them because of fear. Let us not miss out on the opportunity to give God thanks because I'm afraid of what might happen to me or whether I will become sick or whether I will die. And these things, of course, are very difficult, right? We have to realize that we're not alone, that Jesus Christ is by our side. A few years ago, one of my older cousins was very sick, and he was dying. And he had a brutal illness that killed him in about 2 months. And about a month into it, I was visiting him along with my other cousins and my uncle and my aunt, visiting him in the hospital, and someone had brought him a bag of beef jerky. And he was eating the beef jerky, enjoying it very much. And after, you know, he would eat two or three pieces, and then he would give me one, and he would say, "Live it up." And then he would go on eating, and then two or three pieces later, he'd give me a piece and say, "Live it up. Live it up." Right? Here's a man who had a terrible illness that everybody knew. There wasn't a miracle that he was going to die from it. And that's what happened. He did die from it. And he was living it up with his family, with beef jerky, and encouraging others to do the same. Let's live it up. Let's enjoy life. And life with a capital L. Life with God. Life with Christ. Right? A true interior life. Life that comes from knowing that I'm loved, that I'm accompanied by Jesus in the sacraments. I'm forgiven by him in the sacrament of confession. He comes to me in the sacrament of the Blessed Eucharist. Especially when I go to Mass and I receive communion. Right? When I receive the Eucharist. I have a friendship with Jesus when I talk to him during the day, and I have moments which are just me and him. And so, Jesus, I look at death, and I realize, yeah, sometimes, or maybe all the time, I am afraid of that. And then I'm reminded of the words of Saint Jose Maria, would say that he actually was not afraid of death. That death for him, because he trusted God and he was always striving to be close to God, death would be the doorway to life, to eternal life, to heaven. So Jesus is by my side. May I not be afraid, but rather to live this life with you, Lord. To be like Lazarus and Martha and Mary, who were friends of yours. And Jesus, you also want to be friends with us. And so may we spend each day growing in this friendship with Christ so that whenever our time comes, the time for us to die, it will be the door through which we pass in order to spend the rest of eternity with Christ. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. mystic flavor, Lord, who throughout these 40 days. That's from Advent Birmingham. 16 past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this liturgical fifth Sunday of Lent by joining with the whole church in prayer. Now we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Feet we lie, seeking pardon from thy throne. see how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our day and night with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness, like a tree watered by running streams.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them. Shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully, and so share his royal power forever.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, "There is no help for him in God"?
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked, O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed, and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield, so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
If anyone obeys my teaching,
he will never die.
From the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews. In times past, God spoke in fragmentary and varied ways to our fathers through the prophets. In this, the final age, he has spoken to us through his Son, whom he has made heir of all things, and through whom he first created the universe. This Son is the reflection of the Father's glory, the exact representation of the Father's being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven, as far superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. To which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his Father, and he shall be my Son"? And again, when he leads his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his ministers flaming fire." But of the Son, "Your throne, O God, stands forever and ever. A righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved justice and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellow kings." And, "Lord, of old you established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. All of them will grow old like a garment. You will roll them up like a cloak. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." To which of the angels has God ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent to serve those who are to inherit salvation? In view of this, we must attend all the more to what we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels stood unchanged, and all transgression and disobedience received its due punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore a salvation as great as ours? Announced first by the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who had heard him. God then gave witness to it by signs, miracles, varied acts of power, and distribution of the gifts of the Holy Spirit as he willed.
Christ Jesus, the radiance of the Father's glory and the full expression of his being, upholds all things by the power of his word. He cleansed us from our sins.
And now he has taken his place in heaven, at the right hand of God, in his majesty.
Our faith rests on Jesus, who endured the cross for the sake of the joy that lay before him.
And now he has taken his place in heaven, at the right hand of God, in his majesty.
From an Easter letter by St. Athanasius, Bishop. The Word, who became all things for us, is close to us, our Lord Jesus Christ, who promises to remain with us always. He cries out, saying, "See, I am with you all the days of this age." He is himself the shepherd, the high priest, the way and the door, and has become all things at once for us. In the same way, he has come among us as our feast and holy day as well. The blessed apostle says of him who was awaited, Christ has been sacrificed as our Passover. It was Christ who shed his light on the psalmist as he prayed, you are my joy, deliver me from those surrounding me. True joy, genuine festival, means the casting out of wickedness. To achieve this, one must live a life of perfect goodness and, in the serenity of the fear of God, practice contemplation in one's heart. This was the way of the saints, who in their lifetime and at every stage of life rejoiced as at a feast. Blessed David, for example, not once but seven times rose at night to win God's favor through prayer. The great Moses was full of joy as he sang God's praises and hymns of victory for the defeat of Pharaoh and the oppressors of the Hebrew people. Others had hearts filled always with gladness as they performed their sacred duty of worship, like the great Samuel and the blessed Elijah. Because of their holy lives, they gained freedom and now keep festival in heaven. They rejoice after their pilgrimage in shadows and now distinguish the reality from the promise. When we celebrate the feast in our day, what path are we to take? As we draw near to this feast, who is to be our guide? Beloved, it must be none other than the one whom you will address with me as our Lord, Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way. As Blessed John tells us, it is Christ who takes away the sin of the world. It is he who purifies our souls. As the prophet Jeremiah says, stand upon the ways, look and see which is the good path, and you will find in it the way of amendment for your souls. In former times, the blood of goats and the ashes of a calf were sprinkled on those who were unclean, but they were able to purify only the body. Now, through the grace of God's word, everyone is made abundantly clean. If we follow Christ closely, we shall be allowed, even on this earth, to stand as it were on the threshold of the heavenly Jerusalem and enjoy the contemplation of that everlasting feast, like the blessed apostles who, in following the Savior as their leader, showed and still show the way to obtain the same gift from God. They said, see, we have left all things and followed you. We too follow the Lord, and we keep his feast by deeds rather than by words. For our sake, Jesus went before us into heaven.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
24 minutes before the hour on the fifth Sunday of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the raising of Lazarus from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said,
"This illness is not unto death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by means of it."
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. After this, he said to the disciples,
"Let us go into Judea again."
"Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you. And are you going there again?"
"Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awake him out of sleep."
"Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover."
Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly,
"Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him."
Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples,
"Let us also go, that we may die with him."
Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary sat in the house.
"Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you."
"Your brother will rise again."
"I know that he will rise again in the resurrection, at the last day."
"I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?"
"Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, he who is coming into the world."
When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary.
"The teacher is here and is calling for you."
When Mary heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came where Jesus was and saw him, fell at his feet.
"Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
"Where have you laid him?"
"Lord, come and see."
Jesus wept.
"See how he loved him.
Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?"
Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it.
"Take away the stone."
Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days.
Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?
So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes.
Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I knew that thou hearest me always, but I have said this on account of the people standing by, that they may believe that thou didst send me. Lazarus, come out!
The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with bandages, and his face wrapped with a cloth.
Unbind him and let him go.
Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Stephen C. with music for the Lenten season. On the piano, what wondrous love is this? 16 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the fifth Sunday of Lent, March 26th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's join in prayer with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sweet.
My God, you have become my help.
My God, you have become my help.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
My God, you have become my help.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
Sing a new song to the Lord. His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. These are the festivals of the Lord, which you shall celebrate at their proper time with a sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You were wounded for our offenses.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him.
Let us pray. Let us praise our loving Redeemer who gained for us this season of grace. and pray to him, saying, Lord, create a new spirit in us. Christ, our life, through baptism we were buried with you and rose to life with you.
May we walk today in newness of life.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Lord, you have brought blessings to all mankind.
Bring us to share your concern for the good of all.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
May we work together to build up the earthly city.
With our eyes fixed on the city that lasts forever.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Healer of body and soul, cure the sickness of our spirit.
So that we may grow in holiness through your constant care.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
And now in silence, we offer our own intentions. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
By your help we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Holy Week begins just 1 week from today. Are you ready for it? The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Make sure you get to Mass today and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. You go out now, make this a great and a holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.